ask you to help me this morning to see if anybody remembers songs of the 80s. Songs of the 80s. And I'm gonna share a couple of the verses. And if you know it, just holler out. It was by Bobby McFerrin, 1988. That's your clue. Is that the musician? Is that you, Cassie? Don't give it away. Don't give it away. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Is that what it is? Don't worry, be happy? All right. Ooh. Ooh. Don't worry. That is probably the best part of the whole song. Don't worry, be happy. Certainly, it's not just singing about being happy, but it is intending to live a happy life as a Christian. And Christians are given specifics as to what that is and what that means and how to live. Sometimes it is contrary to what society would share how to live, but it is still God's way for us anyway. Can we really stop worrying about everything all of a sudden and become and life become picturesque? While I love the song, it is not easy as it sounds. Our discussion today is not how to abate worry, but our discussion today is how to live the happy life as God has given it to us specifically. Today I want to ask you the question, do you need some happiness? Well, come and get some. God's word has it. Psalm 119 is what we're going to be concentrating on this morning. And Psalm 119 in other versions would say, the happy person or the happy child of God. Now, saints, I know a lot of times we like to take scripture and really, I would guess, flaunt it in ways that really are not practical sometimes, because the word of God is for his people. That's who the word of God is for. Sometimes I wish that we would understand that, because there are those who you could share the word of God with, but they don't understand because they're not his people. So, how do you want to be happy? First, you must be committed to the truth. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord, verses 1 through 2. Happy are those who keep his decrees. There is an integrity the Christian desires to maintain. This integrity lies within their relationship with God. God's people walk in God's word and don't press against it. Yes, it is hard. Yes, it is difficult, but they desire to walk according to God's word. Being happy is also a state of working or living out God's gospel. God's people walk in the way of God due to the fact that their relationship is deeper than just following the law. It is loving the God who gives us this law. I really do appreciate state troopers, but I'm not in love with state troopers, especially when they pull me over for doing 10 miles over the speed limit. That is the law, and that's the law that we should follow because of others, as well as no harm to ourselves. But loving the lawgiver makes the law higher than the law. So living a happy life, and let me share, saints, happiness is always temporary, but I would dare say, and you could disagree with me if you want, that you have longer moments of happiness living in God than living outside of his will. Longer stretches of happiness, so that when something does happen, it is like critical mass, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it, because of God's happiness in our lives. One theologian, the Reverend Dr. Emily and Charles Briggs, say the following. The law is the personal command of God, involving personal allegiance and seeking Him with the whole heart. And the result is happiness. There is an integrity that the Christian desires when they maintain a commitment to the truth. Number two, living a happy Christian life is being committed to truth. That's number one. But also living a happy Christian life is detesting to do wrong. You don't want to do what is not right. Let me read it for you. Who also do no wrong, verse 3, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently, knowing the being and being in love with God provides our deepest desire to keep diligently God's law. His law is what we live by and move by. Paul said it this way, in him I live, I move, and I have my being. We are struck also with the yearning to not do evil when we walk in the law of the Lord. We know when things like that happen that we have to move away from them because they cause someone else's harm. We connect our honor to live intentionally, not to hurt others in any way. Being happy is found in keeping God's law pragmatically by detesting what is wrong. Your conscience will be clear when you don't commit wrong intentionally to someone else. It's wonderful to be able to lay your head down on the pillow and go through the day understanding that you didn't hurt anyone. Staying happy is keeping your conscience clear from guilt by treating people from a godly standpoint. Being happy is to detest what is wrong. So, we know so far that being happy is being committed to truth, being happy is detesting wrong, and being happy is always being a student. Now, I'm not asking you to study like me. I can't help it. I've loved God's word since it was introduced to me. I learned what a noun and a verb was out of the Bible. I learned how stories form and narratives and poetry and history. I learned that from the Bible. And every book I have read and even what I have written has come from sola scriptura, which is the only book that we have for life and purpose. So I'm a student. I can't help it. But I'm going to ask you to be a student also. Take that Bible and blow that dust off. Right? Blow it off. Clean it off. Sometimes read it, not just so that you can be told what to do, but that you can hear what God is saying to you. Verses 5 and 6 read, oh, that my ways be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. Heart fellowship with God is enjoyed through a love of the word of God, which means communing with God with your soul through the power of the Holy Spirit. Being happy for us is never stop being a student. You can learn from a child. You can learn from another person. You can learn from your spouse. You're constantly learning what God wants of us. To want to know the Father deeper, to want to know the Son more intimately, to want to know the Holy Spirit more passionately is to remain ever a student of God's law. This is the way to consistent happiness and overwhelming joy. Now, you can choose when you read God's word. It may be in the afternoon, maybe early in the morning. Early in the morning, I wake up in waves, saints. I've got to drink at least 2 cups of coffee to really wake up. So I've got to be woke when I'm reading scripture. So the afternoon and evening is good for me. But just read the scripture, not to see, to do a study, but to let God speak to you. Happiness is derived by hearing from God. Need some happiness? Come and get some from the living waters. Living happy, although it is a temporary state, is longer, in my opinion, have longer periods of happiness than not being a Christian. Happiness can be had by being guided by God's divine book. Commit to the truth. detest doing what is wrong, and always be happy. Need happiness? Come and get some. Ooh, ooh, don't worry. Ooh, don't worry. Ooh. Let's pray. Oh God, I so deeply thank you for being in Elderton. I so deeply thank you for hearing the choir this morning. I deeply thank you that Terry's accident wasn't worse. I want to lift up Randy right now, dear God, as he was with his best friend when that happened. Would you continue to calm his spirit, overwhelm him with love this morning, as well as Joe. I thank you, oh God, that there are people that live that can have friendships since grade school. So many of us are not blessed that way. So God, bless them as they continue to walk with each other and continue to work on each other's farms. Help us, oh God, to stay within the confines of your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. You said everything we need to know can be found in the word of God. So Lord, help us to honor you and be happy for longer periods of time than being worried or being overwhelmed by not being happy. Help us, O Lord, to come to you, the very fount of happiness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this. And God's people said, amen.